listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening to you for Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly. Good to have you with us. And of course, I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Glad to be here, as always.
It is. And helping us behind the scenes is Michael Kelly, screening calls. Welcome, Michael.
Hey. Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be here. Looking forward to tonight's show. I think it's going to be a good one. And remember, if anyone has any questions for the hosts, please call 714-459-3973. We always welcome discussion, and we look forward to your calls.
Yep, as always, and Michael will be ready for the flood of calls that we will have tonight, undoubtedly.
I love that.
Well, yep. Hey, it's yep. Positive thinking, right? At any rate, we welcome everyone to Metaphysical Universe, and this program is a weekly service and educational program of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, Metaphysical Humanism Society, for short, also operates the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, or IMHS. It's where you can get your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree in metaphysics. And there's a number of specializations available, including spiritual counseling, life coaching, paranormal science, hypnosis, healing, and several others.
Ufology?
Well, yep, ufology, cryptozoology. We've got 25 different specialization areas.
Awesome.
For more information, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you would just like to take a standalone course or get a certification in one of these areas, visit our sister school, ICHSworld.org, the International College of Humanistic Science. That's standalone courses. So that's that. Tonight we're going to be talking about a very, very important topic. And we'll get to that in just a moment. We want to do our profession of beliefs first. As always, this is the healthiest spiritual philosophy on the planet. So pay close attention. And as I read these off, think about them and see which one strikes you. See which one resonates with you at this moment, today, within the context of your life and your current circumstances. And then think about it, meditate on it, think about it through the day, through the night, and apply it. The spiritual philosophy of the International Society of Metaphysical Humanism is based upon 9 principles of belief. They are, number 1, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. We invoke and exert the counselor and guru within. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems, and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number 4, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number 6, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number 7, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number 8, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. Number 9, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these principles of belief, please visit us at metaphysicalhumanism.org. And they're right there on the page. And they're also featured in our updated video right there on that same website, metaphysicalhumanism.org, a very inspiring and well-done video you'll see right there on the front page.
Powerful video.
Yes, yeah, so whether you're joining us live or listening to the archive, we're glad you could join us. Tonight we're going to talk about a really powerful point. Before I tell you what the secret of personal transformation is, I want to preface it with this. You know, when I tell you what the secret is, you're probably going to think, oh, really? That's it? You know, it's not like it's going to be this grandiose, earth-shattering, ton of bricks falling on me type of thing. But the more you think about it, the more we discuss it, the more apparent it's going to become that this point is the common thread that really makes the universe go, makes our consciousness go, makes us go. So, what is the secret of personal transformation? In a word, awareness. Now just let that slowly simmer for a moment. Awareness. The dictionary says that awareness is the state or condition of being aware. Thanks a lot.
Brilliant.
It means having knowledge, consciousness. It means being aware of, and you know, hard to even use another word, you know, knowing what's around you, knowing what's going on. There's so many things in our life that come into our conscious awareness. You ever had I could draw on a zillion of them. You know, there's a bug flying around you, and it's like in the back of your mind, you don't even really pay attention, but at some point, that bug becomes a mosquito in your arm, and it comes into your conscious awareness, and you smack it. You know, that's becoming aware of your location, your area around you. Well, that's just a simple one, but it's still awareness. You're driving down the road, and you're maybe a little bit lost, and you don't realize that you have a mile-long line of cars behind you, and they have created some new language to describe your driving habits. And you become aware of that, and you, oops, better get going, and you change your driving habits, at least at that point. Those are just a couple of examples. Whenever we learn a lesson, that's nothing more or less than becoming more aware of something. When you were a kid and you learned to not put your hand on a hot stove, guess what? Your awareness increased, heightened awareness. That's what learning is. Learning is about becoming more aware. So now we want to apply this in several ways. Obviously, we can apply awareness to within, our own inner awareness, awareness of who we are, inner awareness of what drives us. We get to know ourselves, our inner awareness goes up. It increases. Then there's the awareness from without, you know, without outside of us. The world, awareness of other people, awareness of other people's plight. How about this? Growing up, you think, wow, I could never be as smart as that person or as talented or whatever. And then you get a few years into your belt and you realize you're talented in your own right, you're smart in your own right. And then you realize, wow, what was I even worried about before? Your awareness has increased. It has become higher. You're basically vibrating on a higher level. Any comments thus far, Dr. Hunter?
Well,
I'm,
you know,
just opening up to you.
Yeah, thanks. No, I'm just listening, and it's so true. I think anybody who's listening can apply it to any number of ways to their life, you know, whether that's, you know, a personal dilemma, where are you going in your life, you know, disorder in your life. There's any number of ways, and it's just a matter of becoming more aware.
And you know, again, maybe at this point in our discussion, the audience is still saying, well, gee, okay, yeah, I get that. I know all that. So what? Well, don't worry. I'm going to answer the so what repeatedly as we go through this, okay? So think about this. As we grow as people, we've learned perhaps to not harm other life. What has happened here? We have increased our awareness. And when we increase our awareness, we increase our appreciation for life. We learn to be careful around others. We learn to say appropriate things, to not misbehave or not to behave in a poor way. That's all increased and heightened awareness. And what we're trying to do through this program and everything we do, and I've said this before many times, everything we do, everything I do has one goal: to increase awareness, to raise the vibrational level of humanity. When we increase our awareness, we change inside. And you've heard the expression, once your mind is stretched to a new dimension, there's no going back. It can't return back to that same size that it was before. So when we grow in awareness, we change. And when we change, our vibe changes, our energy signature changes, our the level at which we vibrate, so to speak, changes. We therefore attract different things. The law of attraction, you know, like attracts like. And we attract what is harmonically compatible with us. That includes relationships, people, intimate relationships, so forth. We attract that into our life. So when we gain or go up in awareness, we change. We become more refined. When we realize that you can't be mean to people, that you can't hate, that you must be tolerant, you must accept people for who they are, you know, provided they're doing no harm. When we realize these things, we grow, we evolve. That's all heightened awareness. That's all we're talking about here, is growing in our awareness, recognition, our consciousness, our perception of what's going on around us. If you think about it, you can apply this to the entire world. You know, over in the Middle East, again, or still, we have problems, right? Religious wars going on, people hate, they're bombing each other, they're shooting down airplanes because they lack awareness, they lack appreciation for human life. They want their own thing. In fact, sometimes I wonder if they even know why they're fighting each other. If you really got them set down and really wanted to ask them, what are you fighting about? They might not even be able to tell you, well, they did this, you did that, you did that. You know what? Can't we all get along here? Can't we work it out? But nobody wants to give in because, you know, my God said you're scum and you need to die. And so here we have low-level awareness. Anything like that, especially some of those fundamentalist religions that just want to kill everybody, that's low-level awareness, low-level energy. It's not heightened awareness. So we as a world need to work on raising our vibrational level, raising our awareness and our appreciation for life, because our world will not get better as long as we have these low-level energies out there dragging us all down. The good news is that, you know, not everybody's like that. In fact, I'm going to venture to say that most of the world is not like that. We just have the noisy, misbehaving, you know, rowdy boys over there in the corner who want to get all the attention. But don't forget, the world is not all grim and gloom or, you know, bad. Most people just want peace. They just want to get on with their life. And so even in that area, we can still continue to grow.
You know, if I can just inject something here, I think that so much of it has to do with our belief systems.
Absolutely.
If we are assuming that what we're taught is true and absolute, then that is a low-level vibration. The fact that people start to question it heightens the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's heightening awareness. Now, whatever somebody discovers, they may or may not agree with it. That's not the point. But to ask questions automatically increases awareness. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. And it includes critical thinking. Whenever we use critical thinking to inquire, We don't have to agree with everybody. That's the thing. People, so many times people in relationships, well, they think they're expected to agree with the other. That's not necessarily true. It's just people don't all have to agree with me either, and doesn't matter. But at least understand where the other person's coming from. And perhaps through a discussion, you will both raise each other's awareness. You will become more aware of what the other person believes and why. And if the other person wants to believe whatever, I don't care, as long as they're doing no harm. You know, if people want to believe in Allah or God or whatever, I don't care. Just don't do any harm. Don't kill people. Don't harm people. Don't hurt people.
And don't cast magic spells, because then that's against the religion. You know, yeah. This is what's really interesting, I think, in raising awareness, is to ask ourselves about what conflicts in our belief system. And I think this causes people into some distress, so they're stressed all the time and they don't know why. You know, it's like having a conviction toward Christianity and also channeling spirits. Well, that's that kind of collides in beliefs, you know.
And
so
that's fine.
It's fine, but it's to ask the questions about, if I believe this, then I must also believe that, or how is it that I thought this was true? And again, to expand the simplest, sometimes it is the simplest awareness that can open the biggest doors. It's really, really simple, even if it's in a relationship, which brings me to people really trusting their intuition. Because I think we know in our hearts what's correct. We know in our hearts when something is not quite right. And we know how we feel about it, because I think that's a frequency too. But we also have this really interesting thing called intuition, or a sense about stuff. And just to pursue, to ask what that sense is really really telling us, and then to see it play out. Right there, you're increasing your awareness, and your awareness of self, actually, more than other people.
Mm-hmm. Good points. There's other aspects of awareness too. We've talked about, just to kind of sum up, whenever we grow, we evolve, we are essentially growing in awareness. We're becoming more aware of the world around us. We're becoming more aware of what makes us tick, what drives us, getting to know ourselves better. Those are all good things. And once our mind is stretched, we can't go back to the way it was. So stretch your mind, you know, grow, evolve. And there's some other things, too, to this this point of awareness that I want to bring up. We think about human awareness, human consciousness, obviously humans are the highest life form on the planet. But that doesn't mean that there's not animals who don't also have some degree of awareness. And even if you look at your pets, you can see that sometimes something will come into the pet's awareness. For example, our cats, you know, sometimes they'll be just hanging out, and all of a sudden the lizard will go running by, and oops, bad move, you know, on the lizard's part, because now the cat is aware of that. So we see awareness in that way, even in animals. But let's keep going with this, with human beings. There is, in terms of this transformation, if you want to transform, if you want to grow, look for ways to increase your awareness of the world around you and of who you are. Know who you are and why you are who you are. When you do that, when you become sufficient in your awareness, you now start to become more complete within yourself. When you become complete within yourself, you take your power back. It's part of the process. And that is the ultimate panacea for anything that ails you, taking your power back, reclaiming who you are, and knowing who you are, and standing strong. And that changes your energy signature as well, your vibe. And so that's something that is just a natural part. But it depends on raising your awareness. When we become aware of something that is not right, we change. Maybe we have a habit. You ever had somebody point out some habit that you have that you weren't even aware of? If you're a speaker, have you ever recorded yourself and found that you have maybe some word whiskers or some other things that come out that you weren't even aware of. Well, just by the simple fact of recording yourself and listening back to it, you become aware. You've raised your awareness. And little by little, we continue to raise our awareness until we're more on the path of enlightenment, and we have a greater appreciation and understanding of human nature. Now, there's...
Yep.
Go ahead, Vicki.
So I was going to say, a lot of people say, I was raised that way, I'm aware of it, but I can't change. You see, and then they, so it's that give the power away. So I can say I'm aware of it, for instance, but that's just the way I was raised. It's just the way I was taught, so there's nothing I can do about it. And it's very fatalistic.
It is. It is.
And so it's a matter of, if I'm taking my power back, just because I was raised that way, doesn't mean I need to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I was told to think that way, you know, this is a very common adage, and I'm sure everybody can relate to it. As my grandmother and mother would say, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Now, I have pondered that for decades, and I don't get it.
No, it's not healthy.
You know, because... Not if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And we think about it and think about it. So it's like to raise an awareness of what that statement means. Well, what if I'm in a situation where doing the right thing is to speak up?
Mm-hmm.
And it may not get me a popular vote, but do no harm, do right. The right thing is to speak up. So we have to ask ourselves the things that we were taught, the things that we were shown. And listen, this is in no way a criticism of my grandmother and mother, because they're a product of their time, their environment, their social era, if you will. It's just that if we think about it, I don't think I want to pass that on to the next generations. So I have the power to change it, even in some small way.
Mm-hmm. Good points, and we're going to build off of that, you know, as far as that's the way I was raised. Think about this. Here's another aspect of awareness that I bet that most people haven't thought about. Just take a moment and kind of step back and look at humanity. Look at evolution. Look at all the eons that humanity has been on the planet. Think about where we've come from. Think about the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, all those ages, you know. Think about where we were as a planet 500 years ago, well, you know, during the Crusades, Inquisition. Do you think that the level of awareness back then was much lower than it is today? And for the most part, it is. We don't have Inquisitions, but, you know, we still have the religious crap going on. That's still going to take some time to iron itself out. But generally speaking, we are more aware today than we were 100 years ago as a people, as human beings. We have much greater technology. We have a much deeper understanding of the universe and where we fit into the universe. Do we know everything? Of course not. But we still know a lot more. We still have a better representation. 100 years ago, they thought that the galaxy was it. That was the universe. But obviously, that's not it, because there's at least 100 billion galaxies out there, at least, and probably more. And each one with hundreds of billions of stars and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions or trillions of planets. So we can see that when we learn this stuff, our awareness grows. Now think about it. Looking at humanity and our evolution, our growth from wherever we came from, people who were just living off the land, doing the best they could, and all the way up to today. What has been the driving force? Well, if you think about it for a moment, it's almost like there's this undercurrent. There's this thread, this river, if you will, of inexorable movement toward heightened awareness or enlightenment. Think about it. It's carrying us along. Just by the fact that we as human beings can learn and adapt and build on previous knowledge, where animals can't do that, really, we build on previous knowledge. We continue that advancement toward greater enlightenment, greater awareness. It can be slow at times, sure, but it's inexorable. It's irresistible. It's like this river that's flowing, and this river of evolution, of progress, and we keep going. And that's what we need to do. That's what our organic, if you will, purpose is to continually grow, to continually be a better tomorrow than we were yesterday. That is our organic purpose. And I use the word organic to differentiate it from our own personal dream or our own personal purpose and mission in life, or the meaning that we get in life. There's this almost a genetic level, this organic thrust, push, drive toward constant awareness, heightened awareness, evolution. Think about that. Now you've got some people in this river who swim with it, who go with the flow, so to speak. Some who even swim faster than the flow. They want to know. They want to improve their awareness, increase their awareness. Then you got some people who are swimming upstream. They don't like progress. They want to go back to the way it was. And then you've got other people who basically swim over to the side and hold on to something. So the river passes them by, and they just sit there saying, gee, that's just the way I was raised. And they don't benefit from the kind of enlightenment or the kind of awareness, heightening awareness that they should and could. Think of it that way.
Well, I think awareness is also relative to one's environment, first of all, going down the river. But it's also contingent on need, because not everybody is particularly curious. Not everybody really cares or wants to know about certain things. And I think that is a reality that we have to consider, is when we're talking a global or species consciousness, what would be a ratio of people being genuinely interested or people who are not? You see, and these are questions that I often have about, the overall awareness. And I think, I'm going to say this, Doug, I think a lot of people have been really dumbed down. And it's in that conditioning, that social conditioning to not rock the boat, don't be confrontational, get straight A's in school and just do the exam, don't have any questions. Because all these things that you're talking about, the science and the metaphysics and the quantum physics, and we can go on, we know about it, but it's not taught in school. It's kind of like, if you're curious to know it, you can go get the information, but it's not that commonplace in the average environment. I know teachers who don't teach this. They don't teach that there's been another galaxy discovered, what a black hole is. They don't teach this, but they're teaching some science. Mm-hmm. So there are, I think we're also in this shift of awareness of what people want to learn, what they need to learn to get through it, and yet technology has in many ways forced a raise of consciousness.
It has in certain ways, but it's also dumbed down certain things. It's made us less personable with each other. People can hide behind their screens on the internet and post in forums all kinds of hateful things, and yet they're never held accountable. Now, when I speak of this river, if you will, this organic purpose of humanity is to move forward, to explore, to gain an enlightenment and awareness, I'm talking species-wide. It's different for everybody. But still, human being is a human being, and we are characterized by being inquisitive and curious and wanting to find out new things, whatever that may be. It might be in a very limited niche somewhere, but we still, that's humanity. That's what characterizes us as a species. So bear that in mind, that you can go with it, or you can resist it. But why not go with it? Now, let's take this to a little bit of a deeper level again. I wanted to establish that this organic purpose, so to speak, it carries us along. We evolve. We grow. That's what human beings do and should do. Now, let's just expand it a little bit in terms of awareness. We've already mentioned a little bit about animals. They have awareness to a point as well. As human beings, we have an evolved consciousness. We have the ability to choose how we will behave and how we will act, whether that's right or wrong. Animals are governed largely by instinct, and they don't have, generally speaking, the ability to choose. Certainly not in the way that the human beings have the ability to choose. Not in the same capacity. And I don't want to get off on any splitting hairs or anything. Basically, humans have, we're the highest life form on this planet. We know, we have language, we can do creative thought, we can build things, we have so many, we're just a higher life form, that's just the way it is. But now, think about animals for a moment, and let's take an example and draw from an example of two different species who are the same thing, only different. The two species are chimpanzees and bonobos. Chimpanzees and bonobos share, they're almost the same species. They share 99.6% of the same DNA. They both evolved in the same area. However, they evolved on different sides of the Congo River. Now, bonobos, and you probably have seen them, almost like they look like a chimpanzee with a little bit longer hair. There, it looks like they have a part down the middle, and their hair is combed over to the side on each side. That's a bonobo. Their motto: let's make love, not war. Chimpanzees: let's make war, not love. Now, there's an interesting thing about bonobos and chimpanzees. Look it up. Do some studies. Bonobos will share. If you're down and out, even if you're not, they'll share. Even if they have a limited amount of food, they will share. They're helpful. That's just the way they are. Chimpanzees, on the other hand, have been known to kill each other, kill weaker ones for food or whatever. They are just more aggressive. So you have essentially the same species with completely opposite behaviors, inclinations, with just the way they are. Now, let's enter human beings into the mix. We as human beings have both. We are capable of some of the most beautiful things. We are capable of making love, not war, just like bonobos. We are also capable of some of the most heinous things, just like chimpanzees. We are a higher life form with a higher sense, with a higher awareness, with an ability to choose, and with a far higher responsibility for those choices. So as we think about life, as we go through our lives, understand that you are powerful. You have the ability. You're not governed so much by instinct like these animals are. You have the ability to choose. So to say that's just the way I was raised is absolutely inexcusable. You can't do that. That's what Zig Ziglar calls a loser's limp. If I didn't have this limp, I could do it. Baloney, you don't have a limp. What I'm saying is you have the ability to choose. Rise up, stand tall. You are worth it. You're perfect just the way you are. You can choose these things, but you've got to increase your awareness. You've got to learn. Get to know who you are. Feel the compassion for other people. Other people are just like you. They're just like me. We all have our fears. We have our victories, our defeats, our challenges, things that are unique to us. We have those moments when we blow it, when we're perhaps embarrassed and we just, how did I do that? Man, I just blew that. So what? It doesn't matter. But the fact is that we're all the same. Don't ever think that somebody else has, is somehow different than you, because they have their own stuff to deal with, just like you do. All right, I'm just getting my bearings here.
I love the fact that there are choices that each of us can make, and that does in many ways differentiate humans from every other species. And the word responsibility is huge. It's just a huge word. We do know that there are many, many intelligent life forms on this planet, dolphins, mm-hmm. And whales and elephants and dogs. We're cat lovers, Our cats are pretty intelligent and very intuitive, too. But what they don't do is invent a can opener.
Mm-hmm.
They don't develop cars and dig for oil and, get pissed with the neighbor and start a war, So this is what differentiates human beings, and it's a level of awareness. And, You know, we've said this before, Doug. We make no bones about saying people who are perpetuating violence are on a very low frequency. Mm-hmm. And their level of awareness would be for what they gain to steamroll over somebody else or have power over others. And that is not the evolution of this planet. That is not the intention of this creative free will zone of the universe, so to speak. So as we grow more aware of a higher purpose in the evolution of our species, as well as, you know, aware in our everyday lives, you know, and no matter the challenge, and gee, we all have them, you know, everyday challenges, we learn something. And when you learn something, you increase your awareness and you apply that. Hopefully, we can kind of synchronize it. You know, we can apply it and remember what we learned yesterday, that it still has a place today. You know, look, you're in school and you're learning about, I don't know, algebra. I've never used algebra in my life, to be honest, but I learned about algebra. And yet, what is pi? Oh, you know, that's interesting. I learned about that in school. And, you know, wanting to know about how to build a round pen for a horse and what is pi, you know, the circumference of it. Oh, wait a minute. So I can connect back to a memory. So when we learn lots of little things, even though they don't seem relevant, they are in our brain files and we can access them and we can connect dots into an application as we grow through life. And that is that flow of awareness that, you know, hopefully all of us is gaining as we grow older and hopefully more mature and wiser.
Good points. You know, as everyone who's listening to me, as you go on through your days, upcoming days, start paying attention to that stuff around you. What's going on around you? People around you, the world around you. Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention. Learn. A lot of people like to people watch, right? You go to the mall or wherever, airport, whatever, you sit and you watch people. You know, that's raising awareness. But look at those people and understand that they're the same as you, that they have the same challenges. We all have the same challenges. It's a matter of learning life's lessons and getting through and becoming better tomorrow than we were yesterday. That's awareness.
And usually the solutions are really simple.
They usually are, but we make them harder. We bring emotion into it, you know. And think about what you hear on the news. You know, the guy that goes in and robs a convenience store and shoots the cashier, they have a very, very low frequency, low energy, low level. They're low-level entities. They are not aware. They don't care. They're selfish. They only think about them. That's low awareness. That's the chimpanzees of the world. They don't care. You know, look at that and raise it. It's like, you know, the animals. We love our animals, you know, but my cats don't think twice about trying to kill a squirrel, and yet we wouldn't do that. You know, live and let live type of thing. It's just part of who they are. But we are not like them. We are higher. We have the ability to choose. So embrace who you are as a dominant life form on this planet. And people want to think, well, you know, are there higher life forms out there? I don't know. There is one thing that I do know. Whether there are different life forms out there, whether they're spiritual, whether they're interdimensional, I don't really care. None is more important, greater or lesser than the others. In other words, no one life form has more right to be here than another. You know, any sentient, sapient life form that exists in the universe has those inalienable rights of free will, of self-determination, self-actualization. So you are on that same par. You're on that same level. Demand your spot. Raise your awareness. Learn something new every day. Learn something about yourself. Understand that your organic purpose is to continue to grow every day in some way. And if you want to transform your life, that's where you start. You start by changing your personal beliefs, your self-belief. That means gaining knowledge, educating yourself in whatever needs to be educated. We have a school that does this very thing that changes lives. And it works. And there's other sources too. So, You know, take heart. Stand up strong. You want to transform your life? Raise your awareness. All right. Any other points that we want to cover?
You know, we could talk about this for days. That's the thing. You know, it's sometimes it's really hard to put everything into 30 or 45 minutes. And yet, you know, that's what we have to do, trying to make it really simple, short and sweet. And hopefully people benefit from, you know, connecting with some of the things that are said here, you know, on today's show and other shows that might resonate in some way and help to change thinking to bring awareness to the front of your mind, you know.
Let's draw it back to our principles of belief. You know, the first one, do no harm, do right. You know, think about that. Do no harm. That's raising your awareness. Do right. Do the right thing. Number two, you know, the indomitable power of the human spirit. Don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't do it. Want to hear all the reasons why you can do it. Think positively. Next week we'll talk about the art of positive consciousness. The third principle of belief is that we can solve our problems. We just have to step up to the plate. We have to explore what it means to be human. Heighten our awareness. Number four, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique. Tolerance, equality, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. When you adopt that belief, you raise your awareness. You know, number five, that rather than there being some mythical God figure out there, there's divinity. There's this divinity in everything. We're all God. There's God in everything. We are. Consciousness is divinity. It's in everything, every living thing. Number six, you know, we talk about a physical and spiritual aspect. We learn that, you know what, there's compelling evidence that our consciousness transcends death of the physical body. You know, we move on because it just makes sense, especially with that organic purpose that we have toward continual advancement. You know, and you just go through the rest of these, you know, education, discovering the true nature of consciousness and existentialism, it will bring about peace because people will finally realize that I don't care what color you are, you're human, you know, and that's the thing. Stop hating. Stop being a bigot. Stop hating people because of the way they look or whatever. We're all human. Doesn't matter what color we are. Doesn't matter what nationality we are.
And I think actually it's not just about being human in my view, it's about understanding that everything on the planet has its place and to have respect for all life. You know, you wipe out the buffalo, there's no buffalo left. You know, that's not having respect at all. That's not to say that you don't use a few buffalo, just don't take them all, you know. And so it's about sharing not just in our humanity, in our concerns for each other, but it's for all life. There's a balance here. It balances out. We just have to make sure that we have an awareness not to interfere in that balance.
So you want to transform your life, grow your awareness, seek enlightenment, try to become better tomorrow than you were yesterday, more knowledgeable, because we all do the best we can with the knowledge, experience, and resources we have at the moment. If we grow, we'll have more knowledge tomorrow, make better decisions tomorrow. That's the point. We're all here. We're all where we are because of the choices we've made. You want to transform, raise your awareness, make better decisions, and you'll have that transformation. As I mentioned, next week we will talk about the art of positive consciousness, and we'll get into that. We really appreciate everyone taking their time with us tonight, whether you're listening to the live program or the archives. Thanks to Michael for helping us behind the scenes, and that's all I've got. So until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Raise your awareness. Good night.
Good night.